and dreams has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this ninth day of March 2005. My guest is this hour and was for last hour, Colonel Joe. Cancer, the cure is in the food. We're talking about oxalic acid and why this is important for your blood, because it makes everything function better. You need oxygen in your blood, folks, for your body to metabolize food, to make the energy, burn the sugars and the carbohydrates. You know, Colonel Joe, I'm sitting here thinking, I just said that. Does this have anything to do with obesity?
Oh, yes. It's a great diet. You lose weight. Absolutely.
But all the people that I see out there, I mean, lawsuits are raging in California right now against the artificial sweeteners. And I have seen no national coverage on this. All these diet drinks. I can't tell you how many overweight and obese and severely obese people I've seen sitting around eating salads and drinking diet Pepsis or whatever the case may be. And then we've got aspartame in it. And aspartame, to my understanding, when you drink it and it reaches body temperature, it turns into formaldehyde. Well, that's got to be really great for your brain cells. But I'm thinking, as you're describing this, we have an obesity problem in this country. We've got obese children. We've got fat people.
Well, just think on the diet and stay away from all dairy products.
All right. We've got loaded phones. Let's go to these phone calls.
Okay.
Jim in North Carolina. Jim, you've been holding for about a half hour now. Please go ahead. Welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon to both of you. My comment is everything that I had ever heard about oxalic acid, including the natural plant books that I have and so forth, always talk about high doses of oxalic acid being poisonous.
And it is. Even a small portion is poisonous.
Then why isn't it in the
oxalic? Your body is created to handle that. Let me tell you, there is a industrial chemical called oxalic acid dihydrate, DI, and it looks just like sugar. It is not allowed to be made in this country because it's very corrosive. It gets into the lungs and nostrils and sinuses, and they have to practically, in the U.S., they'd have to make it in suits. It's made in three countries, China, India, and Japan. And it's imported in this country through one port, Houston, by an outfit called Chem-One. Now, you can go buy it, and you buy it as a poison. It's great for cleaning out your car radiators and everything else. But that very same oxalic acid dihydrate in my book, if you mix 300 milligrams in a canning jar with boiling distilled water, 600 milliliters, it is a very good therapeutic mouth rinse. It will kill virus.
Jim, hang on. You bring up a good point here. And my question following this break is, well, then why don't we get an overdose of oxalic acid when we eat the natural foods? We'll ask that question and a follow-up from Jim here right after this break.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
Yeah,
not to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. Jim, let me ask you a question. Where did you hear the information about oxalic acid being poisonous?
Well, I mean, I've been reading natural health food books for years and years, you know, and I went and looked it up as soon as y'all started talking about it tonight. One of the things it was talking about was sorrel, that Indians had used sorrel for years and years, but it was talking about how you had to be careful about the poisonous content, mm-hmm. you know, to do not get too much oxalic acid. And that's basically my follow-up question is, for somebody like myself who seems to be pretty healthy, how would I get enough oxalic acid and not overdo it? You know, could I eat a carrot a day? Or
that's a good question.
Not at all. If you're healthy, you're apparently getting enough. Let me suggest to you that sorrel is sob sorrel, S-O-B sorrel, sob sorrel, and it is very poisonous. But they don't tell you to eat those foods. They don't sell them to you, and they don't market them. But by the same token, you eat spinach. That's high in oxalic acid. You eat carrots.
And I never saw Popeye dropping dead.
Huh?
I never saw Popeye overdosing
well,
on.
The point is, acid. It isn't that strong.
Yeah. So you have a natural, I guess the point is, you have a natural, your body has a natural ability through the natural foods that we eat. We're not going to get too much oxalic acid
That's
through,
right.
through foods.
What the big problem is, it's all these blockers. That's not normal. It is not normal for humans to drink cow's milk. That's meant for the cows. It's not normal to add citric acid to everything.
And citric acid, we were talking before the program today. Folks, you walk into a grocery store, and I hope you're buying the hormone-free beef if you can afford it. But that pretty red beef that you see sitting in that package under the bright fluorescent lights of your grocery store, they put citric acid on that, don't they, to keep it a bright red?
Sure.
And carrots. You always and I've been around some carrot farms where people grow nothing but carrots. You pull those carrots out of the ground, they're not a real bright orange color, but when you go to the grocery store and you see these things laying on the shelves and getting sprayed by water every once in a while to keep the tops looking fresh and green, these carrots are bright, bright orange, and that, again, is because of what? Citric acid.
Yes, yeah. Well, back to the oxalic acid. Now, there's a weed in Arkansas. I don't know. I suppose it's in other parts of the country called pokeweed. Now, here, they called it the poor man's spinach.
Poke salad.
Yeah, but the way you make it is you, in a lot of times, they'll boil it before they eat it. But when they boil it, what happens, when the oxalic acid in that plant reaches 90 degrees centigrade, it then leaches out into the water, goes into solution. Goes into the water that you were boiling the pokeweed. So when they eat it, then it isn't that strong anymore.
I remember a song, Poke Salad Annie. Remember that one?
Not me. I born raised in Chicago, John.
Jim, anything else?
Well, so you're saying that basically eat raw foods as much as possible in order to get the most, the best use of oxalic acid. And also, go ahead.
Yeah, you can cook some foods. You know, steaming is great. Mm-hmm. And all I tell people when they use canned vegetables in their stew, use the juice that's in the can.
Yeah, and if you're cooking your foods, steaming your foods or whatever, just remember your vegetables, if you do cook them, always cook them. Many people would describe it as being undercooking, but it's really not. It comes out al dente, or it's got a little snap or a little crunch to it.
Yes.
Yeah, don't
overcook it.
Yeah, don't overcook your foods. Jim, thanks for your call. Some very good questions. I appreciate it. John in Texas. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for having me on. I had some comments and some questions. First of all, the carrot juice, I thoroughly recommend. I had some bugs coming around. Some of my friends had some bugs. And we drank some like Hollywood carrot juice, like you recommended.
Yes.
And it's only, unfortunately, it's only at Sun Harvest over here on Anderson Lane. And but it just kind of snapped you out of it real quick. And so I thoroughly recommend getting the Harvest juice. Another thing I was kind of wanted to ask Colonel Joe is that the carrots, even though if they have like oxalic acid already. Is it okay just to eat them and instead of processing them? Is that all right?
Oh, sure. You know, people ask me about that and, you know, versus the can of carrot juice. But it takes 2 pounds of carrots to make that 12 ounces of juice.
Oh, okay.
You've got a tough time eating 2 pounds of carrots a day.
But you still get all the benefits as well as the fiber and everything, right?
Yes.
As long as it doesn't have the citric acid in it, which destroys the oxalic acid.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. And also, I forgot the I don't want to say anything bad about the people around here because I know this is a great town in Austin here, but they have a lot of homeless markets and things. But still, also they have. I think you recommended one thing about. A juicer, it's for $44, and it's much cheaper, and it's for wheatgrass as well. That's another thing I was really trying to get energy out for people because, I mean, I'm not really rich, but but I want to live healthily, so.
Well, see, now that $44 one you're talking about is called the Healthy Juicer.
Yeah, that's the one that is in Oklahoma.
Yeah, well, I made arrangements. It's $32 if I get it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I That's what I charge the people if they want. When I mail it out to them, it's $32 plus, you know, I send it in the mail because the small packages are cheaper in the U.S. Postal Service than the UPS or FedEx.
All right.
So the total cost, including the packing and the postage, is less than the $44.95 that you saw it on eBay.
Oh, okay.
It's like $42 or something, and I don't know how much they add on that in eBay for pack and ship and postage. I just, somebody told me it was there. I went and looked, and that's all I did, just looked. So.
Thanks very much, sir. I appreciate you, and I appreciate John and everybody else in the RTN and the Free Radio Austin thing.
All right.
So thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Yeah, Colonel.
Yes.
There are certain foods that we should stay away from because it's not good. Now, in your book, I want to talk a little bit, if I can, and then we'll continue with the phone calls here. Your book, when people purchase this book, what do they expect to find in this book? What is it going to, where is it going to lead them? What's it going to tell them? What's it going to teach them?
It's going to teach them how to build up the oxalic acid in their blood. It's going to tell them about symptoms. If you have cancer, how you can tell the acid is working. And I found those symptoms from people calling me, asking me questions about certain things happening in their body as they went on the diet. And that's all in the book. And all the various other diseases, like the virus diseases and the bacterial diseases, they're also in there. People who have been crippled with rheumatoid arthritis now have all motion back, say, in their hands, where before they couldn't move their fingers. What they don't tell you, they being the brilliant dummies that you go to, they don't tell you when they give you a medicine to treat your arthritis. They're not treating the arthritis. They're treating the pain. Arthritis is caused by a virus. And they don't know how to kill a virus.
Well, and it's fascinating you should mention that, because I had a friend years ago when we were up in Michigan that had severe arthritis. And I think it was Henry Ford Hospital that had been doing studies and research. And they said that, this is a viral or a bacterial condition.
It's a virus, yeah.
And it's in the joints, and it can be corrected. And you were to go to their Henry Ford facility, their center, and they would teach you more about it. Well, the funny thing is, by the time that I'd seen that commercial, gone to that hospital, they looked at me and said, "You heard what?" It was almost as if, Colonel Joe, somebody had turned the switch to mute. Because when I showed up at that hospital, I said, "My God, why do you think I'm here?
Well,
I saw your ad saying that this was viral. This could be treated."
The reason they did 180, if people know that arthritis is caused by a virus, and all the doctor is doing is giving them pain medication, you know, you can go to pain management and get it a lot cheaper.
And what did we see here just recently about these drugs out there for arthritic conditions?
Oh, I can tell you about that. That's a flawed test program. We haven't gotten into that, but smoking does not cause cancer.
I just read that in your book.
Yeah, and I'll debate that with anybody, but only in public.
You know, and Colonel,
I will not go behind closed doors with anybody who's got all those credentials after their name. Because if I were to do that and then come out, they would say to everybody, "Oh, there's nothing to what he's got."
Yeah, but if you put it in public purview, they can't cover it up.
Oh, betcha. And
well,
nobody.
And what did
nobody
I just,
will take me on.
It's funny you should mention that, because I just saw a study. Then some major group, well-funded, came out today and said secondhand smoke is really worse than what we thought it was.
And that's absolutely stupid. And let me tell you why.
All right.
They
do not
use scientific data. What they use are epidemiologic studies. That's nothing more than a theory. That's like circumstantial evidence in a court.
Oh, boy, the American Cancer Society is probably jumping up and down, though, because they've said for years and years and years, smoking definitely causes cancers. We'll take
After
a break.
After this break, I'm going to tell you something that will amaze you.
All righty. Stuart, Maggie, John, and others, hang on.
Wait, doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here. And yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value, a great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well, real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Back with Colonel Joe. Cancer, the cure is in the food. Folks, we have this book available for $14.95 plus $3.85 shipping. We just put it in an express mail envelope, and it gets to you real quick. So give us a call here at 800-724-2719. Get a copy of the book, folks. We can do things about our health. We can do things to make our lives more vibrant and healthy. But you're not going to get the information from the people who are out there selling their, their stuff. You know, it's ridiculous. Colonel, before we get into the smoking thing, and then we'll get back into your calls, ladies and gentlemen, there is a major lawsuit in California right now over the issue of aspartame.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, I know a little bit about it. I know enough about it to know that it's highly dangerous.
Uh-huh.
It is, it's a toxin.
Yeah.
They still don't know how it affects the human body, but we've been trying to recreate what nature does through sugar beets or cane sugar. And I've always thought, and I've always known this in the back of my mind, that, you know, eating some processed sugar is not probably the best thing in the world for you, but it's not the worst thing in the world. But people to find these alternatives are coming up with all these different chemicals and additives, and they're trying to recreate what nature does pretty handily.
Right.
And this is terrible stuff, but the point of it is that, this is a major lawsuit. This is a major health concern. Aspartame has been targeted to a lot of different things, but yet not one word of this, because it touches people like Coca-Cola and PepsiCo and all of these different people, It's not in your news. The court case is going on right now.
John, sugar even has a little bit of oxalic acid in it. Brown sugar has a lot. Sugar cane is a weed. And remember, oxalic acid is highest in weed. And the reason for that is it must be available all over the face of the earth because there's mammals all over the face of the earth. Now, what a neat way for God to make that available to everybody. Put it in wheat. And I got to tell you, anybody who's a gardener will know you cannot kill weeds. We're all going to be gone, and there'll still be weeds growing.
Well, it'll take over in short fashion.
Oh, absolutely.
There's one thing that always grows faster than your pretty green grass or your flowers.
Weeds.
And that's the weeds. That's right.
Well, and it's created that way because it's... The acid is absolutely necessary for all mammals.
And in these weeds, I guess a dandelion could be considered a weed.
Oh, sure. That dandelion wine is good for you.
And people eat dandelion. They put dandelion greens in salads.
Sure.
But we turn our nose up. I mean, we'll go to the grocery store and we'll buy this iceberg lettuce that has absolutely no nutrients in it whatsoever, but it's pretty.
It's got oxalic acid in it.
It does?
Oh, sure. That's a weed. Lettuce, just like watercress is a weed. Where do you find the best watercress? Along some old hidden creek someplace. Where you find the best.
Really?
Sure.
I'm learning something as I speak. Let's go back to the phones here.
Let's go back to that smoking.
Well, let's take a few calls because these people have been holding, and then we'll go back into that smoking issue because we still have about 35 minutes here on the program. Stuart in Texas, thanks for holding, Stuart.
Thanks for taking my call. I just want to... Well, I've got just a whole list of questions, but I'll just try and stick to three. First, real quick, first comment is, if you listen to your local radio stations, whatever town you're in, they're talking a bunch of babble. This is terrific to have, this information available. I want to really commend you and thank you, John. And I ordered, Colonel Joe, I ordered your book through RBN and I've read it and it's really gotten me retaking a look at all my diet and everything that I'm doing. I've got my wheatgrass kit and so on and so on, you know, so forth. Three questions. One, what do you know about the alkaline pH of blood or saliva? Some of the research I've done has to do with alkaline levels of the, that no one has ever had cancer has, alkaline. No one has ever had.
That's because, look, let me suggest to you, that's because they only measure the alkaline. They don't measure the oxalic acid. Right now, there is no test available in any labs, any place, where you could send your blood to have it tested for oxalic acid. So all they test is the alkaline. And there are other acids, like ascorbic acid, you know, folic acid. They're in your body. But they're nothing like oxalic acid.
And, Stuart, I think where your question's going, is it better to have a higher pH and more alkaline or acidic?
Well, again,
I guess it depends on what kind of acid.
They can't give you the correct answer. They can't tell you because they're not checking it for oxalic acid.
Okay.
See, they're going to come up and say it's alkaline. They don't know how to find the oxalic acid.
Okay. Now, second question is, in your book, you talked about your poodle that you lost.
Yes.
I've got a Rottweiler, and he's got arthritis in his left leg.
Give him some carrot juice.
Okay. Just stir it in his food and...
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, their instinct is tremendous. Take and buy a can of the Hollywood brand carrot juice and give him a couple tablespoons. Watch him lick it right out of the saucer.
Oh, okay.
And he will do that until he gets too much, and then he'll stop eating. That's your clue.
Huh.
Now, when you see him start improving, then cut down the amount you're giving him. How much does he weigh?
120 pounds.
You could give him a couple tablespoons initially twice a day.
I'm glad
for 3 or 4 days.
I'm glad you brought that up, Stuart, because I got a 110, 120-pound dog that... Well, he not only has arthritis, he doesn't have any anterior cruciate ligaments in both of his knees. So it's kind of tough for him to get around. Hold, everybody hold on. 800-313-9443. We've got a couple lines open. Stuart, hang on. Maggie, John, and others will get to your calls. Colonel Joe is the guest today. A lot of fascinating information. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
The Heart Dietary Procedure Plan, folks. Included in the book is also recipes with the most frequently asked questions and answers. That is also in the book. Alzheimer's. Jeez. Aluminum in the diet. Not good, folks. Not good. Read the book. You can order it 800-724-2719. Give us a call here. Or you can go to the web, rbnlive.com. Look in the books and videos section, and it is available. You want to send a check or money order? That's fine. You don't want to give us a call today? Well, just make a check or money order out to CSIN, and that will be $14.95 for the book and $3.85 for the shipping. Go ahead and add that up because I don't have a calculator here in front of me. At any rate, let's get into the smoking thing real quick, and then we'll go back to the phone calls.
Sure. Remember, radiation decomposes oxalic acid, EMFs. What they did when they did their scientific experiment, they used mice, primarily Swiss mice. And that's quite a story.
I didn't know there was a difference.
Oh, yeah. But what they did, every time they painted the mice, the group of mice that they were painting with the cigarette tar, they radiated. Once a week, they would radiate. Now, the reason they radiated the mice was to weaken the immune system. Guess how the immune system gets weakened? Decomposes oxalic acid. Now they had six groups of mice. One was a controlled group. One was the group that they did the painting of the tar and the nicotine. And then they had other groups that they did different things with. One they used, I forget what it was, but they had one group of mice that all they did was radiate them. The results, when they wrote it up, the mice that had the most lung cancers was not the mice they painted with the tar and nicotine. It was the group of mice that they only radiated. They had more lung cancers than any of the other groups. Even the controlled group of mice had more lung cancers than the mice they painted with the tar and nicotine. Now, I can make the point that actually painting those mice with tar and nicotine protected their lungs. Now, they totally had more cancers than any of the other groups, the mice they painted with the tar and nicotine. They had all kinds of melanomas because what they did in order to prep the mice, they shaved them and then they sandpapered the skin. And that's where they would put the tar and nicotine.
So they would actually rough up the skin, irritate it, and then paint the stuff on.
Those mice had more melanomas than any of the other groups. But by God, they did not have more lung cancers. The mice, all they did was radiate them, had more lung cancers than anybody else. Secondhand smoke. There was a lawsuit in Florida, Delta Airlines, I'm sure you're all aware of it, by the stewardess. They got, what, $2 billion to give to all the stewardess? Because they said they got lung cancers from secondhand smoke. But let me tell you, what happened to those stews? Where do they all go right after takeoff and the light comes on? You can unfasten your seatbelt. They go to the galley. Well, I just happened to take flights here, just a couple of years back, and I took a gauze meter with me. I had the pilot, the captain of the airplane, check the cockpit. I explained to him what I was doing. I said I was doing research and why. And in the cockpit, they're under 10 milligauss, and that's fairly high. And when the captain came back and described it to me, I said, gee, that's great. The next leg of my flight was from Dallas to Los Angeles. I did the same thing. Same thing happened in the cockpit. An interesting note, this pilot said, you know, when I put it down near my feet, your meter went up into the red. Why did it do that? I asked him, I said, well, where's your weather radar? Oh, he said, in the nose. I said, that's why, higher EMF field. But then I took my meter back to where all these gals were in the galley. They were prepping the food. I pressed my little switch on my meter, and guess what? It went up to the yellow, which is 10 milligauss. Now, all the time those gals were in that galley, they were under a fairly strong electric magnetic field. Now, after they served the meal, I went back there, and I did it again. Of course, you know, by this time, they're asking me all kinds of questions. There was nothing back there because they had turned off all the heaters. The only place I could get any indication of an EMF was where the coffee warmer was. That's why those gals got all the lung cancers. It wasn't secondary smoke. That's why I tell you, nobody will debate me on this. Nobody will challenge me publicly. And they won't do it in public.
And look what the trial lawyers did with the cigarette industry.
Sure, but nobody brought this data out. Nobody. Do you know one of the tests was funded by the American Cancer Society in cahoots with the National Institute of Health? See? Now, what they're doing today, and I'll follow up with telling you why everybody gets all the heart attacks and everything from Vioxx and Celebrex. They do the same thing. They use beagles when they test their drug. And what they do the same thing. They radiate that animal. And it's supposed to approximate weakening of the immune system as you would age. They test them for 20 months. That's equivalent to 20 years for a human, see? Now, what they do when they radiate that beagle, they decompose the oxalic acid in its blood. Now, at the end of the testing, there's no way possible there could be a conflict between oxalic acid and their acid, because that's what it is. It's a painkiller. That might be lethal. But if you then give it to a human, somebody who might have an elevated level of oxalic acid, now you give them the acid that's in Vioxx, it may be lethal, and I believe that's exactly what happened. That combined acid made an acid that attacked the heart muscles, all because it's a flawed test program. Nobody will listen to me. I even wrote a letter about it. It went to the CDC. You know what they did with my letter? They sent it back to a government-designed black hole. It's some kind of a committee that Tommy Thompson set up where all us nice people could send in all our ideas, ways to improve the health. They go into that committee, and they never come out. I've never heard from them. Nothing has ever happened. I sent my patents in. Nothing ever happened. I sent my had my patents sent to the CDC by my representative. At the time, they were having a problem with mad cow disease. Because mad cow disease, even though they won't tell you, is caused by a virus. They say it's caused by a prion. Well, what the CDC director did, he sent a letter back to my representative saying, well, it's nice that we get these kind of letters, but mad cow disease is not caused by a virus or a bacteria. It's caused by a prion. Well, I happen to have a book dated 1954 called A Review of Microbiology. One of the things that they have in that book is a discovery of a protein that's been infected by a virus. They proposed in 1954 to call it a biron. Now, somewhere along the line, somebody decided, well, we better call it a prion because then that infected protein infects another protein. Okay? So I told my representative that he just got the idiot treatment from the director of the CDC. They sent a copy of my letter to him. 30 days later, he decided to retire.
Let's go back to the phones. Maggie in Texas. Thanks for holding, Maggie.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
What I would like to know is twofold. One, is the broccoli family of vegetables, including cauliflower, a good source of natural oxalic acid? And secondly, I've heard that a lot of the vegetables now grown by big agribusiness have lost a lot of their food value. Is that a factor? And thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, the first one is there's very little oxalic acid in calcium, but you picked a good item. For all you women who need to increase your calcium intake, eat cabbage. Now, cabbage is not noted for having a lot of calcium, but what it does have, it has one of the highest rates of absorption. So you get almost all of the calcium that's in the cabbage versus some items that have like 40%, but they got a lot of calcium. Well, it's wasted. Now, what was your next item, John?
She was asking about the value of the food.
Oh, so. Yeah. It does not affect oxalic acid. No matter what they do, it doesn't affect it. They don't take it out of the... It comes from out of the crust of the earth, and let me tell you, it's one of the strongest items there is in the diet, oxalic acid.
So are you saying then that those vegetables are not strong oxalic acid sources?
No, they are.
Oh, they are. I'm
They're not affected by whatever they do with their chemicals.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Sure.
Thank you, Maggie. You know, it's funny, Colonel, because I don't like salad. You know, I really don't like salad, but what I will eat is I will eat coleslaw. It's a lot easier to eat.
Sure, and it's good for you. It's a great source of calcium.
You know, my wife keeps, she keeps telling me, you know, you need your greens, you need your greens, and I'm not a big green eater.
But you need the greens for the oxalic acid.
I'm going to start eating a lot more coleslaw.
Well, lettuce is better. It's higher in spinach is better.
I don't like spinach, Colonel. What would be other something
lettuce.
Other than
eat lettuce.
Okay, I'll eat
yeah,
lettuce.
Yeah, oh, sure. And then, you know, a very good calcium supplement. Very good. Almonds. A half to three-quarters of a can of a cup of almonds a day, you get almost 600 milligrams out of that cup of half a cup of almonds. And it has all the other minerals required to make bone material, every bit of them. All the copper, iron, magnesium, zinc, everything is in that almond. It's a great calcium supplement. If you're going to buy, you can't resist all the advertising, at least buy a supplement that has on the label that it has magnesium and zinc. Because the other minerals necessary, you're probably going to get from other foods. Phosphorus and phosphate, and those you'll probably get from other foods. And the amount of iron is required is very low, copper is very low, and you're probably going to get that too. But at least make sure the calcium supplement has magnesium and zinc.
The caller had called in, and the question was posed, and I think we covered this somewhat. What about irradiation that stores do to the vegetables? Colonel?
Well, there isn't that much there. I at one time I was going around Walmart with my little meter, and I was checking things in the freezer section and all, and I noticed this guy that every time I moved, he moved. So I finally went up to him, and I said, "Do you think I'm a shoplifter?" That's what he was. He was a store cop, you know, in civilian clothes. No, they don't get too much. I recommended to a store at one time that because at a certain level, I think it was down low, there was a fairly elevated level of oxalic acid. So I said, why don't I give you a list of items and you store all these items up high, get them away from that magnetic field. Well, he didn't know what I was talking about. So, but your best bet is, right off the vegetable stand. That's the best place to get your vegetables. And let me give you some now things people can connect to. The atom bombs during World War II. Majority of the Japanese died from cancer. It wasn't from the blast. It wasn't from the heat. What happened was, let me get this person out of here.
The Wonder Dog is now worldwide.
Sorry about that.
One day on the air, I had Bandit in studio.
Sorry about that, John.
Well, I was just telling a story while you're away. I've got Bandit the Wonder Dog.
Yeah.
That's the one that's about 115, 120 pounds.
Oh, I see.
He was the bark that was heard around
the world. Give some carrot juice. You watch New Life. But anyhow,
yeah.
When those people were radiated, it decomposed the acid in their blood. And because of the way their food was probably stored and bamboo buildings and everything else, it decomposed all the acid in the food. So even though the food was available and they ate it, they didn't get any oxalic acid. That's why 100,000 or more died from cancer. The Chernobyl accident 20 years ago. Last year, I read an article where they had gone back after the 20-year period and reviewed, the people and all that were exposed to all this. The one animal that was the least affected were the field mice. Well, field mice live underground and usually below the frost line. That's usually 18 inches. So they weren't affected by the blast or the radiation. And they eat the roots.
I was just going to say, and what are they eating?
The roots.
Yep.
Where all the oxalic acid is.
John in Texas, you're up next with Colonel Joe. Hello, John.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. Colonel Joe, I do have your book, and I've got an arthritis condition. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
sure.
Okay, good. You guys are weak on my side. I've got an arthritis condition in my back. It's called DISH. I'm 46 now, and I was blessed with this stuff at probably 16 years of age. And one of my biggest concerns about starting on the diet is one of my biggest fears is kidney stones.
Oh, you don't have to worry about those.
Yeah. From when I was, just my web research, it's just like they said that calcium attaches to oxalic acid that they think is the cause for the kidney stones. So I was going, well, I wouldn't want to
risk that. You have both in your blood now. You don't have kidney stones, do you?
Pardon me?
You have both in your blood now, calcium and oxalic acid. You don't have kidney stones, do you?
Not that I'm aware of, but, you know.
You look.
Mm-hmm.
And they go the wrong way when they tell people that, because you got kidney stones, stay away from all calcium, right?
Right.
Hold that thought. The bumper music's here. John, stay on. Gary will take your call also, and then we'll close out this edition of the National Intel Report. We'll be right back.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat. For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Statmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value. A great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well: real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
We're back in the closing minutes of the program. John, in Texas, you were asking about the possibility of kidney stones, and you've gleaned some information from the net, and yeah. And that's what you were worried about?
Yeah, let me explain, John.
Yes, sir.
What actually causes the calcium oxalate stone is not too much acid or too much calcium. It's because there is too little calcium in system.
Okay.
Even then, with normal oxalic acid, the oxalic acid, in a sense, overpowers and traps that calcium now, and it creates a stone. Now, remember, I said you have to stay away from all dairy products, and you have to stay away from calcium supplements.
Okay.
But the foods that you're going to eat and the things you're going to drink, you get calcium also. For instance, spinach. Spinach has calcium in it, and it's a high source of oxalic acid. The difference being that calcium in that spinach is combined with all the other minerals required to make bone material. So it does, it and oxalic acid do not conflict with one another.
Okay, yeah, my the reason why I had that concern is with DISH,
sure.
It kind of your spine kind of looks like candle wax has dripped down on it, seized up. And so when they, I've been going to a chiropractor, they've been breaking it up. So I know I've got an excess amount of calcium that's going to, you know, flush out of my body. So I was kind of concerned that I may have too much and I might, you know.
I don't think you need to worry about that.
Okay, well. I appreciate the advice. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, John.
Sure.
Appreciate your call. Gary in Texas. Hello, Gary.
John and Joe, real quick, I'm a retired nurse, and I'm just wondering, are there any case studies or testimonials in your book about oxalic acid and the advanced stages of cancer?
Oh, absolutely. Lots of them.
Okay.
Yeah. I tell you, the one thing about the book, one thing I made sure I did. I use ordinary language. There's no medical terms in there. I don't put any in there. And it's written so that anybody who has attained the ninth grade can read that book and understand it.
Well, that's great. I also have a question. Are cranberries a high source of oxalic acid?
They're a good source, yes.
Okay, and you recommend
dark berries, strawberries, raspberries. Blackberries, blueberries, they're all good sources. So is cranberry.
Okay, last question is, where would I get that juicer through you? Do you have a contact or a website?
Yeah, I have a website. My website is And then this is one word, lowercase letters, no space, Colonel Joe, ColJoe.com.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Gary.
And my email address is on the bottom of the homepage.
ColonelJoe.com. I'm remiss. I didn't know that you had a website.
That's okay.
I'm glad that he asked the question because I missed it. ColonelJoe.com.
And listen, John,
we got about a minute here. Yeah, go ahead.
www.2Arkansas.net/, and then that little wiggly thing, it's got the wave on both ends. It's on the last key on the left side of your keyboard.
My engineer just told me that was a Tilby. That's the official
name. Oh, a Tilby? Okay.
Yeah.
And then Colonel Joe, ColJoe. Now, when that comes up, you're going to see a tumor that was on my dog. You just heard barking. And then at the bottom, it says sequence reduction. Of that picture, you're going to see that tumor. If you click on that, it'll show you how the tumor was shrinking as I kept my dog on the diet. Today, it's absolutely gone.
Dead men tell no tales, and dead dogs don't bark. I take it he's healthy.
Oh, you bet.
All right, Colonel, we're flat out of time. This has been
okay,
a fascinating...
John, I've enjoyed it.
Fascinating 2 hours. We'll have to have you back.
I would enjoy that immensely.
All right, Colonel, thank you so much.
You bet, John.
All right. Cancer, the cure is in the food, oxalic acid, 800-724-2719, or go to rbnlive.com and order the book. We'll see you tomorrow with Desi Andrews and Bill V.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.